The Golden West Radio Network presents Crisis. One of the voices of this super happy impromptu choir belongs to Jack Temple. But actually, Jack Temple is not a happy man. He drinks to hide his grief, his guilt, his loneliness. Jack doesn't know it, but tonight his life is about to change. And considering everything that's happened, it's got to be for the better. Or is it? In a minute, Act One of King Queen Jack, a crisis tale of suspense, written by Tony Aries. It's 2 a.m. on a cold winter morning. Two figures huddle furtively in a seamy neighborhood of a large city. Rock music emanates from a doorway, and intermittently, the figures are bathed in the neon red of a sign over the door reading Charlie's Place.
This is the place, Felix.
Yes, Augustine. He comes here every night. He often stays until the establishment closes. He drinks immoderately.
Unfortunate. Are you certain this is the man we require?
You will soon be convinced. I've been trying to determine the proper time.
That is already past time, Felix. We must act without further delay.
I understand.
Oh, the sign has been extinguished.
It is time to close. Look. The patrons are leaving. There he is. The one carrying the topcoat.
That is too dark to see.
He's coming toward us.
Very unsteadily. Felix, are you sure?
Look, he stumbles. He has fallen in the street.
This is the moment. Signal the car. Come. He is not moving. Do you think he is injured?
No. Merely intoxicated.
Felix, take his arm. And we must get him to his feet. I will hold him while you open the door.
Yes, Augustine.
Now, carefully. Put him inside. Oh, very good. Romano will be pleased. Driver, proceed.
Does he still sleep?
Yes, Your Highness. I believe he has what they call a hangover.
You have done well, Augustine. Our search was not in vain. He is perfect. He stirs. Felix, are you there?
Yes, Highness.
Bring the tray and close the door.
Yes, Highness.
He is about to awaken. A glass of water, please.
Ready, Your Highness.
Augustine, turn his face slightly more toward me. Yes, that is it. Now.
Oh. Hey, what's going on? Now, what'd you do that for? You got me all wet. Go away and let me sleep.
Wake up, Mr. Temple. Wake up.
Stop shaking me. Go away. Who are you people, anyway?
All in good time, Mr. Temple. Would you care for a drink?
You bet. Here, let me sit up. Oh, that was a mistake. Could I have that drink, please?
Felix?
Here you are, sir.
Sip, Mr. Temple. This will be your last drink for quite some time.
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
Even the voice. This is too much to expect. Do you agree, Augustine?
Certainly, Your Highness.
Highness? Wait a minute. Who did you say you were?
Introductions are now in order. Augustine.
Sir, may I present Her Royal Highness, Queen Romana.
How do you do, Mr. Temple?
Call me Jack. Did he say Queen?
That is correct. The gentleman on your right is Prime Minister Augustine, and this is Felix, his aide.
Wait. I'm a little fuzzy.
You say you're a queen and he's a... you're putting me on.
Look around you, Mr. Temple.
This room looks like something out of an old DeMille movie. Pardon the cliché, but where am I anyway?
I can only tell you that between your country and these castles there lies an ocean.
Ocean? Castle? You
are beginning to look a little more alive, Mr. Temple.
I'm trying to think. I was at Charlie's place. I got bombed. I started back to the apartment.
You fell in the street.
Augustine and I picked you up.
And brought me here. But why?
We have something to show you, Mr. Temple. Felix, the drape, please. Look at the painting, Mr. Temple.
What? It's a picture of me. In some kind of uniform.
The resemblance is startling, isn't it? Actually, the oil is that of His Royal Highness King Hector, my husband. You could pass for his double, Mr. Temple. And, with a little work, you shall.
Wait. I think I'm getting it. Let me see if I've got this straight. You mean you want me to pretend I'm a king? No way, darling. I want to go home. Now, you just tell Abbott and Costello here to take me back.
I am afraid that is impossible, Mr. Temple.
What do you mean, impossible? No one's going to make...
Silence, Mr. Temple. Should you attempt to leave this castle, you will be shot.
Shot?
Now that I have your attention, Mr. Temple, and now that you know the consequences, you will be kind enough to listen to the circumstances which have made it necessary for us to bring you here. Is this asking too much?
Well, it appears I have no choice.
You do not. Mr. Temple, we are a small country, but we are a proud country with a long history. King Hector is the latest in a line of benevolent and beloved monarchs whose very reason for existence has been for the welfare and advancement of our people. We are not without enemies, however, who, if they could, would overthrow the monarchy for their own personal gains. But we have been strong and have successfully repelled such attempts in the past. But the 10th of May will be upon us in a few short months.
May 10th? What happens May 10th?
It is our major national holiday, Mr. Temple.
Call me Jack, darling.
Mr. Temple.
It is all right, Augustine. On that day, we honor the memory of patriots who have died in the service of our country. The king is required to make an appearance on the balcony overlooking the town square.
So let him. Where do I come in?
They're coming to that, Mr. Temple. Unfortunately, the king is ill and will be unable to fulfill this commitment. In his stead, Mr. Temple, you will make that appearance.
Oh, no.
Assuring our people and the world that the royal house does not suffer from weakness. A sign that would perhaps accelerate the timetable of those who... scheme to overthrow the kingdom.
Yeah, but no one would ever believe that
I have not finished, Mr. Temple. No one outside this castle knows of the infirmity of the king. The servants are sworn to secrecy. Our physicians have assured us that by early summer the king's health will be vastly improved and he may return to his duties. Your presence in our country will be required only until the 10th of May. From now until that date, you will be tutored rigorously. And the speech... deportment and mannerisms of the king. Perhaps before our holiday, you will be permitted to appear at one or two minor public functions, a ribbon cutting, a groundbreaking, or the like. Then after your successful appearance on the 10th of May, you will be returned to your country.
And if I refuse?
Refusal is not a contingent of our arrangement. Felix, the file and Mr. Temple, please.
It is here, Your Highness.
File?
The details of your selection, your suitability for our charade, Mr. Temple. Other than your amazing likeness to the king, we mean. Jack Temple, age 41, Sagittarius. A good sign. Dependents, none. Married 12 years. Wife killed in automobile accident. Driver of accident car, Jack Temple, inebriated during the rent. Formerly market analyst, currently none. Personal habits. And here it enumerates the incidents of detention for drunkenness and... But must I go on, Mr. Temple? Is the simple thing we ask of you not superior to your former life?
You unturned every stone, darling.
Mr. Temple, please be good enough to examine the check that Augustine now holds before you.
Pay to the order of Jack Temple the sum of...
and the currency of your country, you will note. This check will be handed to you on the 11th of May as you board your plane for the return flight.
Oh, wow.
One more thing, Mr. Temple. Felix, send in the girl.
Yes, Your Highness.
Come in, please.
Come in, girl. Come forward.
Yes, Your Highness.
Mr. Temple, this is Elisa. Is she not beautiful?
Very.
Elisa, this is Mr. Temple.
How do you do, sir?
Elisa has been appointed to see to your needs while you are with us. She will prepare your meals, see to your clothing, assist with your tutoring. She will be your companion.
You people don't leave anything to chance, do you?
I hope you do not get the wrong impression, Mr. Temple. Elisa has been carefully instructed in what to do and what not to do. What do you say, Mr. Temple?
Looks like I'm in the king business.
Good. Now then, we have a deal.
Darling, how can I say no? Well, let's get on with it, shall we, gang? Wait till the boys at Charlie's place hear about this.
And so the royal tutelage of Jack Temple, alias King Hector, begins. Major target date, May 10th, National Heroes Day. Minor target date, April 29th, a museum dedication.
No, no, Mr. Temple. Erect, erect. Heads up. Shoulders back. Stomach in. That's better. No, you must hold the royal scepter up and away from the body. Think of it as a fishing rod. And you are about to cast your line. That's it. That's it.
Now, whose photograph is this?
The Baroness, Doucette.
And this?
That's Prince Helborg.
Ah, very good. And this?
Lisa, give me a rest, will you?
Yes, Mr. Temple.
Call me Jack. Say, you don't have a drink around here, do you?
It is forbidden.
Get me a drink. I am King Hector, and that's a royal command.
I am sorry, Jack.
Please, Mr. Temple, we do not have much time. The museum dedication is Saturday. Now read the next line on the page, please.
Okay, darling. It is our happy privilege as royal monarch to dedicate...
No, stop.
Not again.
You must give the speech authority and style. You are not a peasant, Mr. Temple.
Well, let me try it again. It is our happy privilege as royal...
Stop! Privilege, Mr. Temple. Three syllables.
I'll never get away with it, darling. I can't get the hang of it.
Not can't, Mr. Temple. Can't. And you will get away with it. Now, the next line, please.
One of the great natural resources of any country is in its people, not in its national treasures.
He's doing well, Highness.
I like Hector if he is.
I believe he's beginning to enjoy it.
He will be ready. Have all arrangements been made?
They have, Your Highness. Does he suspect anything?
Nothing. Look at him, how he relishes it. Do you suppose he really thinks he is the king?
Dedicated museum to you. My loyal subjects, it serve you in peace forever.
You should not be found in the royal kitchen. What are you doing here?
You know, Elisa, that dedication was a gas. Imagine all those people cheering and applauding for me. I thought I would reward myself for a sterling performance with a little drink. But Romana's way ahead of me. Alas, the cupboards are bare.
You must return to your quarters before you are discovered.
Elisa, let me ask you something. It's been bugging me. Where is the king? Is he in the castle? Is he getting better? Is he dead?
I am sorry. I cannot tell you.
You can. You have the freedom of the castle. You must know what's going on around here.
I am just a girl of the village. I know nothing more than you.
Yes, you do. I can tell by looking at you. There is something going on, isn't there? Something they're not telling me. What is it, Elissa? What is it?
At precisely 3 p.m. today, this will be your position on the balcony, Mr. Temple.
The Ides of March.
No, Mr. Temple. May 10.
I know. It's gone pretty smooth, hasn't it?
You're a good pupil, Mr. Temple. Have you any questions?
Yeah. Which way is the airport?
You must excuse me now.
I must inform the Queen that all is in readiness.
Oh, Felix, Romano and Augustine are in the main salon, not the...
Yeah, he's gone. Oh, well, I'll tell her myself. Your Highness, King Hector reporting for duty. All is in readiness. I know the lines, I know the moves, I know the facial expressions. The only thing I don't know is how I ever got mixed up in all of this. Oh, there they are. Maybe I shouldn't disturb them. Now, oh, wait a minute out here.
Now, are you certain that every precaution has been taken?
Yes, Your Highness. Every available soldier has been pressed into service. Some are in clothing of peasants. They will be stationed strategically around the square amid the populace. Any assassination attempt will be quickly dealt with.
What is the latest report from our agents on the plan of the insurgents?
That the attempt will definitely be made today. We know not how.
There is every probability it will not succeed.
But the possibility that it will, Highness.
Should that occur, it will be unfortunate. But, Augustine, imagine the looks on the faces of the insurgents when they learn they have succeeded in slaying an imposter. Come, I wish to speak personally to the brigadier in charge of our course of action.
Yes, Highness.
Hey, somebody's doing a number on me. My God, I'm a sitting duck. Jack, my boy, what you need is a drink.
Jack Temple's fateful hour has arrived. National Heroes Day. Beneath the balcony of the Royal Palace, thousands gather to hear and see their beloved king.
His Royal Highness, King Hector.
My loyal subjects.
The king has been shot.
The ascent is escaping. The king falls!
Make way!
Let me through, please! Let me through!
Now, Your Highness, stand back, please! It is too late! He is dead!
Hector.
Romana.
Hector, I know you must be angry with
me. Why have you kept me in here all this time?
Please, my love, on this glorious day of our national heroes, I can explain everything to you. You see, last year, Augustine learned that an attempt would be made on your life during our celebration. It was necessary to detain you here for your own safety. We knew you would insist on your annual appearance, but it was too great a risk. We found an impostor.
Impostor?
Yes, my love. A man whose appearance duplicated yours completely. For these past weeks, he has been under instruction to appear in your place.
I see. You are very clever, Romana.
Unfortunately, I must report the impostor was shot, killed instantly. Oh, but do not be concerned. The people have already been informed that their beloved king lives. I am sorry about the impostor. I did not dislike Mr. Temple.
Call me Jack.
What?
That's right. It's me, darling. Poor old Patsy Jack Temple.
Oh, but that is not possible. Augustine, guard!
We're alone, Romana. Now, just calm down, and I'll tell you how it is possible. I overheard you and Augustine discussing the security plans this morning. I ran back to my quarters and started looking for a drink. I searched the closets, the servants' quarters, the king's bookshelves, and that's when something clicked. Literally clicked. I must have pressed some kind of lever. The door swung open, and there was a dark passageway. Escape. I followed it blindly, and finally, Do you know where it led me?
No.
Here, Romana, to this room. To the king. He was being held prisoner, and he didn't know why. He wasn't sick. He laughed when he saw me in his uniform. He started asking questions. But then he heard the crowds outside the palace. Ooh, how he hated to miss National Heroes Day. I made him a deal. I said, let's play a joke on him. You go in my place. Well, he promised me two things. Not to tell anyone till it was over, then safe conduct back home. We quickly exchanged clothes, and he disappeared down the passageway to his quarters. I'm sorry he's dead, Romana. But it could have been me.
You have fulfilled your part of the bargain, Mr. Temple. You are free to return to your country.
Return? Have you thought about what your people would do to their queen if they found out about this royal hoax? Return? You gotta be kidding. The people believe they still have a king. Well, I'm afraid you're stuck with me, Romana. Long live the king! Now, darling, where do you hide the booze?
We'll be back with a preview of next week's program in just a minute. King Queen Jack was written and directed by Tony Aries and featured Ray Court, Pat French, Arthur Kahn, Ben Gorlick, and Shirley Aries. We hope you'll join us next week at this same time for Crisis.